Should MSPs have a data protection officer? We'll tackle this question and more on today's MSP Zone.
You are entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Okay. DPOs, or data protection officers, as they are typically known, you may be asking yourself, what is a DPO? I've never heard of a data protection officer. Should we need one? Should we have one? Why should I care what a DPO is? Well, we're going to talk about all of these issues today. Certainly, if you are an MSP operating in the European Union area in general, if you are an MSP who has a familiarity with the GDPR Verify, you've been through that process before, you probably know what this is. If you've been through an ISO 27001 certification, you might also know what a DPO is. So we're going to talk about what a DPO is, why you should care about it, and really the question of the day is, should your MSP practice have a DPO, and why you might want to have one, and when to get one if today you're not ready for it, but down the road you think you might be. We're going to talk about all that stuff. So first of all, let's set the kind of foundation for those of you who are not familiar with it, especially those of you outside of the EU area who, you know, you don't follow GDPR, you haven't really cared about it that much, but you're wanting to stay up on these types of things and be on the cutting edge, which is a smart thing for you to do. The DPO, or data protection officer, as we call it, DPO for short, really came about. I'm not sure if it came about first in ISO 27001 and then got codified into GDPR, or if GDPR came up with it first and then ISO updated. I'll have to look into that. But around the same time, or basically now, they mirror each other. ISO and GDPR kind of look similar in many ways, including the requirement for having a DPO in your organization. And I believe that there are some caveats or some exemptions to when you would not need a DPO, depending on whether you're a processor, a sub-processor, or a controller, in the handling of that data. But the best way I could describe it is a DPO, or a data protection officer, is someone who is inside your organization and who is responsible for the protection of data while it is in your custody. Specifically, that's not any type of data. It's, you know, corporate data is not really what we're talking about here. We're talking about individual data. Now, I'm gonna set up the GDPR, the EU version of DPO, and then I'm gonna shift, about halfway through, into something different. So I'm gonna lay up for you what the Europeans look at as a DPO, and then we're gonna look at it from an MSP perspective. So from a European Union perspective, I've included a link to an EU website, a EU government website that actually explains what a DPO is and how it is impacted by GDPR. You can read all about those fun little things at your own leisure. I'll put that link in the show notes for today. But basically what the EU wants from a DPO is an individual. It could be a group, a committee, it could be a team of people, I suppose, but one person who reports to management, who has authority over and responsibility over the processing of data. And that is the shortest explanation for what that DPO's obligations, duties are. And they do, among other things, they are a quasi-auditor. They have some compliance similarities to someone in the US or elsewhere who would be like a chief compliance officer, I suppose. The DPO certainly has to have a good awareness and understanding of general law applying to the processing of that data. If you were in Europe, you would a DPO would be very familiar with GDPR, for example. And they would have the responsibility for notifying internal management of processing activities or things that may be of concern. Maybe a complaint that was lodged, maybe a request to from an investigator, maybe a request to have certain data destroyed if it was capable of being destroyed. There's a number of requests, a number of duties that this DPO person would need to fulfill as a DPO under the auspices of GDPR and the European Union community. What I would like to talk about, and so first of all, in case you're not reading between the lines here, DPO is a virtual requirement in Europe. So if you do have if you're a covered entity from GDPR's perspective, you're going to need to have a DPO in almost every case that I can think of. And that role is largely also going to include that they are going to be the contact point for any type of litigation, right? If you are being sued under GDPR, that DPO is probably going to be one of the persons, one of the individuals named so that someone can say, I need to go to so-and-so's DPO to, you know, issue them this summons or this suit. That's another rule or another role of the DPO. So by statute, DPOs in Europe are a requirement. They're not really a requirement anywhere else in the world. And so the title of today's podcast is, should MSPs in general have a DPO? So I am assuming in that question that you're not necessarily in Europe, because what we're talking about is outside of Europe, whether or not a DPO is a good idea and whether we as a community ought to have it. And I would like to present some pros and cons for having a DPO and whether you should have it as an MSP and what it would get you and what it might cost you. So number one, I think anyone who has looked at GDPR, I mean, some people are in favor of that law. We have written and talked about it pretty extensively over the past several years. And my own thoughts about it are pretty well known. I think that it endeavored to do something good. I think that it's an overly complex piece of legislation. And I am unsure as to whether or not it is actually doing any good. Maybe there's some good data out there to prove me wrong, but that's just my suspicion. It is not an easy law to read. It is not an easy law to follow, and it has a lot of bureaucratic and officious characteristics to it. And if you, for example, contrast the very different things, apples and oranges, pears and kumquats, where the polar opposites is my point. You know, you could look at the Louisiana MSP registration law and a law like GDPR aimed to do very different things, but also they have some similarities. And I would be more in favor of a Louisiana type of law, which is fairly hands-off, but very explicit in its purpose, versus a somewhat very broad spectrum law like GDPR, which is very bureaucratic and not very specific. And that's a completely separate topic about, you know, privacy regulations, legislation, and MSP regulations as well. But back to the DPO topic. Should you as an MSP have one? And I think that there's some good reasons to think about having an internal person as a DPO. First of all, does it need to be a full-time person? No. In fact, I think that there's some merit to the idea of a compliance role having shared duties as also a DPO. And I think more and more MSPs, especially in the mid-market and SMB layer, I would like to see more MSPs develop these types of compliance slash DPO roles in their company. They could be also a director of IT. I think that there's some merit to having these roles separate, because what you don't want is the person who is implementing the policies to also then be overseeing the policy. So you do want some separation there. But they could be someone who is a general data or privacy officer, who is responsible for looking at the service delivery team and other elements of the company, depending on what you do, to make sure that your data handling procedures are going as planned and are not running afoul of any law, including GDPR. So I think that that's one thing. Is it could be just a part-time job. It could be someone who also does other things. Maybe they're an internal controller, maybe an internal auditor, internal compliance officer, and they also have this kind of data protection duty as well. If you're large enough MSP organization, you certainly could contemplate this being a full-time position. There are a number of large MSPs out there that we, you know, members of the MSP Alliance that we know of, you know, specifically who have full-time compliance people. Their entire job is to make sure that they are, as an organization, as a managed services entity, are not running afoul of any particular law, but that they are handling data in a fashion that is consistent with the different laws and jurisdictions where they operate and where their customers are located as well. So there's that. And again, they don't also have to be exclusively a DPO. They could have shared duties in other areas. Although, as I just mentioned, and I'll mention it again, I think that there should be some separation. There should be at least an arm's length distance between their DPO compliance role and service delivery. So you would not want a DPO or a compliance officer to be your head of managed services, your head of IT. You would probably want them to be very different, because you cannot have persons doing the work and then checking their own work. They can't check their own work. You never have any type of the conflict of interest would be too readily apparent. So it would also look generically at how your organization has set up its process, and it would transcend just regulatory compliance. It wouldn't just look at different laws that you must obey or follow. It would look at are we properly doing business as an MSP in a way that is consistent with how people expect us to handle data. And again, those things are not always front of mind to service delivery team members, right? They have a very different view of data. I'm not saying good or bad, but they don't first look at compliance. They look at processing, handling, and security, I would hope. And the compliance person, the DPO person, really has a very different lens and perspective on that data. And I think that there could be, maybe even some business owners could start designating, members of the executive team or someone outside of the service delivery sphere to start handling these DPO responsibilities on a somewhat frequent basis, to report to the management team and say, how are we doing on this front? Are we processing data in a consistent fashion? Are we backing up data? Are we securing it? Are we locking it down? Are we sharing it with people that we shouldn't be sharing it with? Are we getting rid of data that is properly being requested to be deleted, subject to other types of data recording and archiving rules as well? So I think you get the point here. There are a number of valid reasons why you might want to have a DPO slash compliance person in your MSP practice, even if you are a small MSP practice. What I am not suggesting, and what you should not do, is create an overly complex, overly bureaucratic, overly officious, and inefficient compliance or DPO role. That when it gets to that point, they become adverse. They have an adverse impact on the MSP's operations. And I think that it could be very simple. I think it will depend greatly on your jurisdiction, where you operate and where your customers are. Now, if you happen to be in Europe, well, then you have to, as I said before, you have to contemplate and be consistent and compliant with GDPR. There's no way around it. But doesn't mean that that's the only law that you have to be considering. So if you happen to have customers in Canada, well, you better be aware of Canadian privacy laws. If you are operating in Australia or New Zealand, they have data protection, data privacy laws that are maybe very similar, maybe have their own unique twist to them, but you need to be aware of them. And so that's what the DPO person should be generally responsible for, is figuring out how the MSP is handling that data situation, regardless of where their customers are, and just making sure that they're doing things in a consistent fashion that doesn't overtly violate those laws where they are, where they find themselves. And again, that's where the MSP finds themselves from employees and offices, but also, and arguably more importantly, where the MSP's customers are, because that's really going to, I think, trigger the relevant laws that the MSP needs to follow. So I think in general, it's a good idea. I think more MSPs, especially smaller MSPs, ought to be starting to think about DPO and compliance. People on their teams starting to develop that curriculum where they could hire people, or even just, you know, assign to the appropriate people internally these new duties to have them start carrying those out. Because I think it's probably a safe bet that in 15 years or less, we're going to have DPO style laws that require that type of a role to be present in an MSP organization, and better be ahead of that curve than behind it is my thought. If you have an opinion on this, if you've got a DPO or a compliance role internally and you are having good success, or maybe you had some, you know, good or negative things to say about it, we'd love to hear from you. Drop us an email at mspzone@mspalliance.com. We'd love to have you on the show, or if you just wanted to send us a note and give us your comment that way, we'd love to have it that way. Anyway, hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Leave us a comment or a like if you like the program. And until next time, this is Charles Weaver with the MSP Zone.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.